This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Republicans joined their party in passing a reconciliation bill early this morning. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
All four Colorado Republicans backed the legislative package that includes extending tax cuts, adding temporary new ones, and cutting safety net programs. Republican Lauren Boebert says she was able to work with the White House on other provisions, like removing the registration tax for gun suppressors.
I think this is a huge monumental win, and credit to President Trump for getting it done.
There were some last-minute changes to the bill, such as moving up Medicaid work requirements and removing public land sales. The Senate is likely to make more changes, which could upset the balance Speaker Johnson achieved to pass the bill in his chamber by one vote. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Mental health care in western Colorado is getting a boost with the opening of a new psychiatric hospital. Here's CPR's health reporter John Daly.
Vail Health has opened the Precourt Healing Center. It's a 28-room inpatient behavioral health facility in Edwards. It offers short-term stabilization and therapeutic services for those 12 and older, welcoming its first patients earlier this month. Care is available in English and Spanish. It also has on-site fitness and yoga studios, outdoor recreation spaces, and specialized programming like art and music therapy. The new center is made possible thanks to $200 million invested by Vail Health to improve mental health care in the region. It's the only inpatient behavioral health facility between the Front Range and Salt Lake City. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This year's commencement speaker at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs is the Secretary of the Air Force, Troy Mink. Mink joined the Air Force in 1988 and served as a navigator and instructor for refueling aircraft. Graduation is next Thursday. This is CPR News, NKRCC.